From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
When I was struggling with this, I was struggling with the crossover thing back in the 80s, early 90s. The Lord began to deal with me about going back and pulling people out of the clubs, those people that I infected when I was singing that mess, and then bringing them back to Him. And that's what my assignment is. I sing the songs I can sing. I don't sing all the old songs that I used to sing. I sing good songs. And I was asking the Lord about it because I was rebellious at first. I didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to do it. I said, Lord, no, I'm so comfortable. And then He kept telling me, I kept hearing Him say, I got sheep that are not in this fold. And I kept hearing voices from God telling me that He wanted me to do this. And then I got an invitation to a country station one time, what really made the difference. And they wanted me to do Stand By Your Man. And I told Bill, I said, no, I'm not doing it. You know I don't sing secular music.
Legendary soul, R&B, gospel, and pop artist Candy Staton. Candy Staton sung her first church solo at the age of 5 and went professional at age 12 when she joined the Jewel Gospel Trio. The group recorded for Nashville Records and toured with Sam Cooke and Mahalia Jackson in the 1950s. After high school, she left music to get married and to start a family. However, her brother had other ideas and dared her to go on stage at Birmingham's 2728 Club in 1968. When an impromptu take on Aretha Franklin's Do Right Woman won her a gig opening for R&B star Clarence Carter, whom she would later marry. Over the next 5 years, she churned out more than a dozen Southern soul hits, such as the Grammy-nominated rendition of Stand By Your Man and In the Ghetto. Staton was crowned the First Lady of Southern Soul just as she was leaving Fame Records for Warner Brothers and tossed off her tiara to become a disco princess with smash hits such as the 1976 million seller Young Hearts Run Free, Victim, and Honest I Do. Staton has recently released a new gospel CD entitled It's Time to Be Free. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the legendary Candy Staton in Black America.
Think you got your life all figured out. Nobody can tell you nothing without a fuss or a fight. You're way out of control, oh yes, you know. Smoking and drinking and getting high, wasting your life and ruining whatever. You don't master, we'll master you. Yes, it will. Hardly find your way home. You've already had some warnings. Now all of your friends, they're starting to worry. They know it's not if but when. You better get it right in a hurry.
Whatever you don't master, the master you.
Yes, you. Take charge of your future and make a clean break. Don't ever think it can't happen. It's never too late.
I tried to sing when I was 5. Mm-hmm. I remember at 5 years old, all I ever went to was church. Never went to nothing but church. And my daddy one time brought back a big old battery radio. It looked like a battery out of a car, these old cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they would hook the radio up to that big battery. And that was one of them. And that when that radio came in my house, I was so glad for that radio. I wanted, we were like, we died and gone to heaven listening to music. And all we could get was a country station. And we heard that country station, and then we finally kept messing around with it, and we got the rhythm and blues station down in Birmingham, and then we got the gospel station. When we got the gospel station, Mama started shouting.
Candy Staton is one of the powerful female vocalists who defines the term disco diva. Early on, she learned the power of her singing could have over an audience. Born Kenzetta Marie Staton on March 13, 1940 in Hanceville, Alabama, she grew up in Cleveland, Ohio and Nashville, Tennessee. In Nashville, along with her sister Maggie, they They attended the Jewel Christian Academy. Her vocal abilities quickly set her apart from the crowd. The school's pastor teamed the two sisters with a third girl to form the Jewel Gospel Trio. For stating the results was a fabulous musical education. The trio toured with gospel legends such as the Soul Stir, the Staple Singers, and a young Aretha Franklin. After 6 years in Nashville and on the road, Staten grew restless in her late teens and left the group. In 1968, Staten launched a solo career that produced 16 R&B hits and gained her the title of First Lady of Southern Soul. Recently, Staten has released her 29th CD entitled, It's Time to Be Free.
I don't know how many kids had to go stay at home because they didn't have shoes to wear in the wintertime. Had to wait till my daddy got a paycheck, if he didn't drink it up before he got home, to get us some shoes so we could go to school. Do they know how it was to sit at the table and pray and ask God to bring food to the table because we didn't have anything but bread? I don't know how many people went through that, but I did. So we were really dirt poor as we grew up. We had one or two dresses, and Mama made those. People were good. We had a close, the whole community I came up in was like a whole community of a family. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't have anything, you would borrow from your neighbors. And when we got what we needed, we would take it back and we would give it back to them in a bowl. If there was a bowl of flour, a bowl of meal or whatever, we always, you know, we'd always take it, take them what we owed them. That's how we lived. We didn't need locks on our doors because nobody was ever coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We used to sleep actually with the doors wide open in the summertime just to get some air in there. But nobody would come in, and we all looked out for each other. And so that's the kind of close-knit community kind of family that I grew up in.
When did you realize you had this God-given gift to sing?
Well, I tried to sing when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at 5 years old, all I ever went to was church. Never went to nothing but church. And my daddy one time brought back a big old battery radio. It looked like a battery out of a car, these old cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they would hook the radio up to that big battery. And that was one of them. And that when that radio came in my house, I was like, I was so glad for that radio. I wanted, we were like, we died and gone to heaven listening to music. And all we could get was a country station. And we heard that country station, and then we finally kept messing around with it, and we got the rhythm and blues station down in Birmingham, and then we got the gospel station. When we got the gospel station, Mama started shouting because that's all she was about was gospel. She didn't want us to hear. It was funny, she let us listen to the country station, but she wouldn't let us listen to B.B. King. Funny, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But we slipped then. Once we found out she didn't want us to listen to it, it must be something good. So we started listening to B.B. King, and I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses by the country people. And we started singing like them. So that's where we got our style from. Rhythm and blues, gospel and country. That was me at 5 years old. And I remember my mother's friend, her best friend, was coming up the hill, and I was behind the house playing, and I was singing loud because I was about five and a half, maybe going on six. And I was singing one of the songs we sing in church, and she went in the house, and she said, "Miss Rosie, do you know your little girl can sing?" And she said, Mama said, "Oh, I hear her trying to sing all the time around here. She can't do nothing." She said, "Yes, she can. She can sing, Miss Rosie." So she went over my mother's head, and on Sunday, she had told the pastor that little girl right there can sing. And he called me up, told me to sing that song I sung for her, and I sung it, and the people went nuts. And so me and my sister started harmonizing together at home, and he started taking us with him as he went out to preach when he had to leave our home church.
Mm-hmm.
And go somewhere. He'd ask my mother, could we go with him? And we learned a few songs and started traveling with Reverend King. And we've got known. I mean, our little reputation started, little bitty girls. And after that, we got another group called the Four Golden Echoes, and we were about eight years old. We got two other girls to sing with us, and we went all over Alabama singing. And then the next thing, it's in my book. You got to understand, I got a book coming out in October. It's my life story. So you will hear all these stories in that book. It's very, very interesting. You're really going to enjoy it.
It's getting hard to sleep at night. I toss and turn till the broad daylight. I can't be what you want me to be. It's like the world is closing in on me. I want to holler. That's all I want.
Understand that your brother dared you to go on stage at the 2728 club and back in the day
Birmingham.
In 68?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He didn't really dare me. He dared the club owner to put me up.
Okay.
They made a bet. He bet I couldn't sing.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Sam bet I could. And so he owed my brother Sam, I think, about $25 or $30 when I finished, and he hired me.
Can you remember that first recording session?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the R&B recording session?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I do. I met Clarence Carter at the 2728 Club, and I was already singing there on Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday nights. And at the same time, check this out, I was playing for a church.
Okay.
I was playing for a Baptist church. I can play piano a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing for a Baptist church on Sunday morning, and I had a gig on Sunday night at the club. So what else is new? When you look at it, that's been my life, all my life. But Clarence came in. He had first had that song I call Slip Away.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to, the club owner said, I got a girl here that I want you to hear. And he said, really? I got my own review. I brought my own girl. I don't need nobody opening for me. He said, you're going to want to hear this one. Clarence, you want to hear it. Really, I wouldn't lie to you, man. So he let his girl be off that night, and I came to rehearsal. And I asked him, I said, Clarence, do you know Do Right Woman? He started laughing. He said, yeah, I think we could jam that one. So his band played that for me, and I sung it. And then he said, do you know another one? I said, do you know Tell Mama? He said, and he really started laughing. You know how Clarence laughed.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. He said, I guess I can handle that. Not knowing he wrote it. He wrote it for Etta James.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it. He
right.
recorded on one of his records as well as gave it to Etta James. So he knew how to play it. I'm like, they can play that one good. And I'm thinking to myself, never knew he was the one that wrote it, and produced it, and all that stuff. So anyway, I sung that song, and he asked me, would I go on the road with him? I said, you already got somebody opening for you. He says, I'll fire her tomorrow if you come on the road with me. I said, well, I can't go right now because I'm married, and I'm married to a crazy man. And so he said, well, when you get through with that crazy man, will you give me a call?
Mm-hmm.
I saw my way out. I was like, oh, I am free. I am leaving him now. I got a job. So that's how I got started.
No, that's right. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O. Hanson Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio. And we're speaking with the First Lady of Southern Soul, Candy Staton, with a new CD entitled It's Time to Be Free. Ms. Staton, when did you decide to make that transition from pop disco to gospel?
It was a long road. I'd gotten out there, first of all, that made me go to pop and rhythm and blues and gospel. And I'm not downing anybody, but it was religion. It was like, it was so hard. People were so judgmental. And, I mean, if you want to get hurt real bad, church hurt is the worst hurt you could ever get. And, I mean, I'm speaking from my heart. I was just so disenchanted with church. I didn't know what to do. I was having a hard time, you know, and I went out and I started doing, first of all, if you read my book, you're going to see where they put me out of church. I was put out of the first church when I went to R&B.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor put me out because we had a TV. We got a TV and he put me out of church. So that's how I got out of church in the first place. And I was so disgusted with all of the religion that I had to deal with and the foolishness that I had to deal with. I said, they told me, you going to hell? I said, well, I just go. That's what I do. I just go to hell. But I'm going to hell. I'm just going to go hell happy. So that's what I did when I started doing the secular stuff. But after getting out there for so long and realizing I was out there for about 13 years, had Grammy nominations, 3 Grammy nominations while I was out there, I had all kinds of accolades and had gold records and number one records and started drinking and started really doing drugs and, you know, started neglecting myself and my family and everything else. I was just going down, down, down until finally God, I mean, he ain't going to let you go too far. If you've been called to do something for him, he ain't going to let you go. So don't think you're going to get away from it. He will not let you go. I've heard some pastors call him a holy hound. He will be on your trail forever. And when I got so far down that I didn't know how to look up, that's when he came and picked me up and told me to come on home. Come on home. I will make a way for you. I left the secular world after going through prayer, going through everything. I received Christ in my life for real. All other times I was playing, but this time I did it for real. I'm like Shirley, I heard God's voice for real, and he brought me back in 1982. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I was like that pearl of great price that I went out into that field and found. I found him, and I would sell everything just to have him. I left all the music industry. I had people saying they were going to sue me. I had dates I was about to do that I had to cancel. And when they called me up and says, Candy, I said, I'm not coming. I cancel that show. Well, we put out all that. I don't care what you put out. I have decided to follow Jesus. They hung up in my face. They told me they was going to sue me. I said, well, I hope you get something because I'm done. And that's when I just... We didn't have nothing. We had $50 in the bank when I told the Lord yes. And God has supplied my need ever since. You can't outgive God. You can't outdo him. He ain't going to let you do that. I have been blessed since day one that I came to Jesus.
Let's talk about this new project. It's Time to Be Free.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you all to put this product together?
About a year.
And you co-wrote most of the songs on the CD?
Oh, I wrote them pretty much every one of them except one or two I might not have written, but every one of those I wrote. Each one of them carries a message. It's time to be free. Shout out Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some great songs. I mean, I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it because I could get everything out of my heart that I wanted out. I wanted to sing what I needed to tell the world. I needed to tell people about who I know him as, not who somebody else that wrote a song knew him as, but who I knew him to be. And that's all in that song. and all in that, I mean, all of it is in that record. I got a song on there that's called I Woke Up One Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up out of the bed, and I walked around the room. And I'm, you know, I'm not a spring chicken. I've been through a few things in my life. I've had a few experiences in my life. And so I woke up that morning and I said, thank God I've made it this far. I've made it this far. And I started to sit down on the piano and I started to write that song. And I sit there and believe me or not, John, I cried thanking God for how blessed I am, for where he's seen me through, for how he's brought me through. Danger, seen and unseen, almost accidents, almost killed through reckless husbands and boyfriends, cussed out, kicked out, homes left, because I had to get away from my death, because if I had stayed there, they'd have killed me. And I stood there that morning in the house God has blessed me with and said, I made it this far. And those kind of songs are on that CD. And I'm sure some of the listeners can relate to it.
When I got up out of my bed this morning, I put my feet on the floor. I walked across the room to my dressing table. As I looked down at the floor, I can still see myself in the mirror. As I felt God's grace and love, I lifted my hands and began to praise him. I've made it this far. Then I walked over to my window. I looked at the sun shining from the skies. I began to think about where he brought me from, and it brought tears, ooh, to my eyes. You see, he was right there when I lost it all. Sometimes I can still feel the pain. But he lifted my burden and took away the stain. Gave me strength start all over again. That's why, you see, I made it this far.
Well, one particular song that hit home with me from our previous interview is Behind the Veil of Silence.
Oh, yeah. That was me talking about, oh, God, the abusive relationships that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
It's all added up in 3 or 4 minutes. The whole life of an abusive woman is added up in those few minutes. I wrote that song and it was like, because we don't talk about that.
Right.
Women don't talk about being abused. You'd be surprised how many women that walking around with a smile plastered on their faces with a man that abuses them every night. And they got to stay there and take it. And they can't say nothing. And they got to act happy. They better act happy if they don't want to get beat up again. So that song just kind of adds everything up. It draws a line of and tells you about what it's like to be abused. You need to hear that song. People need to hear that song.
They really do.
Especially women that are going through abuse. If you get that record for no other song but that one, get it.
there's two other songs that really struck home with me in, mm-hmm. in speaking to you in the past. Cleaning Out My Closet.
Oh, that's a nice one, isn't it? I'm getting rid of everything that's not like God. Gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody that really loves the Lord. Cleaning out my closet, all that's all this gossip and all this foolishness that we go around here hanging ourselves on every day. Who she said, he said, MSNBC, CBS, and all these other places having going crazy over what somebody is doing and saying. Clean out your closet. Keep your mind on the Lord, because we don't know the day nor the hour he's coming back for us.
No, that's right. With this new social media and all the other forms in which you can get your music out, is that assisting you better than it has been in the past?
Oh, yeah, that's a great outlet. We don't have to totally depend on the radio stations, and they're blessed, and trust me, I love every one of them that plays my music.
Mm-hmm.
But we can still get the record sold without promotion people.
Okay.
Just go up on iTunes. Download it. Put it in your house. You can have it right now.
Another thing that I noticed, and I don't know if it was on purpose or not, most of the songs end on a beat. They don't fade out. Was that intentional?
Yeah, that's intentional. We wanted it to feel as live as possible.
Try to live the best I can. Nothing seems to go as planned. Bad news depressing me every day. Don't know who to trust, don't know what to say. We're in sorrow, we're in pain. Don't know what the next day will bring. Now you can rest assured, you don't have to fear. I know God is watching you.
Legendary soul, R&B, gospel, and pop artist, Candy Staten. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions at your future In Black America programs, email us at jhanson@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or the University of Texas at Austin. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at KUT.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, One University Station, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, One University Station, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.